Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing 3 other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. Worked as a criminal and civil private investigator for over 30 years. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She's a member of First District Missionary Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, also the SCLC Justice for Girls. She's a big supporter and loves standing in the gap for domestic violence victims and survivors, and eagerly wants to put an end to domestic violence by getting help for the abusers. Evangelist Norma Chapman's desires to reach out to many people that are living in this deadly environment. Ms. Adams, Ingrid Green Adams.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in on Facing Your Fears radio talk show with yours truly, the host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I'm so happy and delighted to have all of you listeners calling in on today, and I pray that whatever we do will be pleasing in the eyesight of God. As always, before we get started, we have our opening prayer by Pastor Doris Smith out of Florida, out of Miami, Florida. Pastor Smith, lead us to the throne of grace, please.
Father, we thank you this evening, and we praise you. We lift you up, and we truly this evening magnify your holy name because you're worthy. It is you this evening that's worthy of all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father, we thank you for the speaker that's joining us this evening. We thank you for what you have given him to share with the people. But, Lord, we say thank you for the host of Facing Your Fears radio talk show, Evangelist Norma Chapman, walking in what God has called her to do, reaching around the world, touching hearts and causing minds to be changed by the many speakers that come on and unafraid release what they've gone through, but most importantly, what God has brought them out of. We pray this evening that as this teaching goes out, as this sharing goes out, as this talking goes out, that not only hearts will be touched and minds, but they'll be changed. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen, amen, and amen.
God bless you, God bless you. Okay, listeners, today our special guest will be that of Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. And the number callers, listeners, you can tune in on this great episode by pressing the number 1 on your phone, which will indicate to me you have a question or a comment and want to share your experience with us on today's show. Today's topic is life with natural missions and visions. Yes, our special guest, Mr. Stephen Smith, had a vision, and God gave him a mission. And this natural mission that he's going to be talking to us about today, God has given him the strength that he needs to come out of difficult situations and the courage to overcome fears and many obstacles that had occurred in his life. He explained how he was blessed to leave it all in the past and seeks a better life for himself. After he pushed forward and began to realize life holds something far more better than what he was doing, knowing and accepting whatever he was reaching for, he must first find God to seek the answers. Stay tuned in on this great show on today. And remember, listeners, as the National Violence Awareness Month comes to an end, on today, we want to remember to keep all of the victims of domestic violence in our prayers, and we certainly want to pray for their families, the ones who lost their lives through that terrible, terrible deadly crime. We want to ask God to continue to give the families strength and continue to pray for the ones that are still caught up in that domestic violence environment. And as our children go out to trick-or-treat on tonight, we pray that God will keep his umbrella protection all around them as they go from door to door, and that God would keep our children safe in Jesus' name. All right. Today's special guest, Mr. Stephen Smith. Can you address our listeners at this time? Give it up a little bit. Talk a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you very much. I'm blessed and honored to be a guest on your show today, Evangelist Norma. Thank you so very much. My name is Stephen Smith, and I actually live here just south of Tampa in Sarasota, Florida. And I'm the oldest of three children, my father and mother, who are still together, Jerry and Ann. And I'm just blessed to be here and able to share my story today.
God bless you. We're glad to have you on Faith and Your Fears on today. And listeners, remember that we have a new co-host for Faith and Your Fears, and that is Pastor Doris Smith. Out of Miami, Florida. God has blessed me with her. She's truly a blessing. The Faith and Your Fears radio talk show, and I'm so humbly glad and all excited to have her as my co-host. And you know, at this time, we're going to let her address our listeners before going to our episode for today.
Good evening, good evening. I'd just like to say I'm just, again, so excited to connect tonight, to listen to our speaker. So glad to join Evangelist as a co-host on Facing Your Fears, this awesome radio talk show that is reaching around the world. I encourage you all tonight to tune in, to listen, and to ask questions and share as we hear from our speaker tonight, Stephen Smith.
Well, thank you.
And we're always happy to have Pastor Doris on, always here standing in the gap for me as we go forward on today. And we truly want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. And remember, listeners, to press the number one on your phone if you have any comments, questions, or want to share your experience on today's episode. All right. Let's go thank our special guest on today, Mr. Stevens, out of Tampa, Florida. I understand you don't quite live in Tampa, Florida. Would you tell our listeners whereabouts you live and what area do you live in?
Certainly. I live just south of Tampa by about 40 miles approximately, and on the west coast of Florida, about central Florida. And I'm about 6 miles from the Gulf of Mexico here in Sarasota, Florida. People refer to it as paradise. And it really is. It's a beautiful place, a worldwide destination for people from all over the world come here to enjoy our beach. We have my favorite place, Siesta Key, which has been actually voted the number one beach twice now in the United States, and it's in the top five. And the reason for that is that it is a quartz sand beach, and I go there to get grounded. It is just like powder sand. And I love water, and so I'm blessed to be able to be near the beach, and I've been here for about 19 years. So I was originally from Ontario, Canada, and I've been down in the States here, though, for a very long time. I started out in, actually, California, and moved around a little bit from California to Washington State, out to Texas, and then I've been out here in Sarasota since 2000. About September 2000. And
okay.
So,
can you,
go ahead.
You also at this time share with us exactly what is the nature, mission, and vision that you have to share with our listeners all today? I mean, how did you come about getting into the natural act of what you do there at Tangle? And what visions that came about with you started whatever you do there in Tampa?
Well, thank you. Yes, I have really defined my purpose, and it's taken a long time to really understand exactly what I needed to do as my purpose that was inspired. I have a higher power, and that is God, and Jesus is my Savior. And I look at Jesus as my role model as well. So I've been trying to be more like he's taught us to be. And what I've found is that I've overcome some choices that I had made in my past, which weren't very healthy choices. And I, for a very long time, really just didn't like myself very much. I was very unhappy with me. I didn't love my own self. I didn't feel very worthy. I felt like I was a mess up. And that just took me to a very depressed state. And as a result, I started drinking, and I started drinking actually at a very young age. And so in the past, I was using alcohol and drugs really to shield myself from reality. And I've found that I don't need to have alcohol or drugs to be on a natural high and to be, of course, more successful and make much better choices for my life. And so I've centered myself because nature is very important to me. And so I do a lot of broadcasting and empowerment and inspirational speaking with respect to connection to nature and connection to source as well. So I have overcome a very, difficult, I hate even using the word poor choices, but I made choices because I recognize now that those choices I had to do. God expected me to do that, to go through those difficult times. I created pain for not only myself, but everybody around me. And so I jeopardized myself, my own life. I didn't really want to live. And then I now recognize that, well, I almost did take myself out a few times, and it's nothing less, almost killed myself with the alcohol because I just had drank too much many, many times. So I found myself in a situation here back in 2010 where I didn't pay attention to, my intuition, and that was don't drink and drive. And I chose to drive after I'd been drinking. And that was a choice that ended up causing me to not be paying attention. I was dealing with a lot of anger from an argument that I'd had with a previous girlfriend. So I was driving fast under the influence, and I blew a stop sign, ended up off the road, and then went to jail. And rightfully so.
You're going a little ahead of me in the show at this time because there's certain questions from your bio that I want to ask you, and I don't want you to repeat it and talking to the listeners out there. Now, I want to ask you before you get into actually everything that happened to you, from what you said here, from what I said, it said that you had gone to hell and came back from the depths of darkness, a place filled with bright love of God and Himself and others. And you also told me that you had been you had made a lot of poor decisions that cost everything that you had. Can you share something about what it's ruled and what is that depth of darkness that makes you feel as if you had gone to hell and back? Can you share some of that with our listeners? I want to just get to before you get to what you're doing now, and a lot of things you wrote me, car accident, I'm looking at about 10 things that you went through that probably would make you feel like you were in hell before God began to anoint you, and you come out of that, and you begin to be an inspiration. So before we get to that in the show, can you tell me what happened in your life that made you feel like you had been to hell, and then you were living in the depths of darkness?
I would say that it was primarily my drinking and utilizing drugs that was the darkness, because I wasn't in the light. I wasn't walking with the Lord. And as a result, I just really had a serious loathing for myself and was very depressed. As a result, the darkness for me was just simply hating myself and then having made choices that cost me really everything, ultimately. And so that was, a long process. It really was. At first it was fun, but at the end, not so much fun.
Thank you, thank you. You're still listening to Facing the Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Don't forget, listeners, that you too can tune in on this great episode on today, Life with Natural Missions and Visions, with our special guest, Mr. Stephen Smith, out of Tampa, Florida. Okay, Mr. Smith, knowing that you have We'll definitely come through some many trials and tribulations. But then what I read in reference to what you sent me, you said that you had lost many businesses. I'm going to ask you three questions at this time. You can give it in that order, whatever order you want to ask them in. That's fine with me. But I understand you lost businesses, you lost two marriages, and a good family and friends relationship and everything else in between. Before you had the fatal accident, can you share with our listeners at this time about your businesses that you lost, the two marriages you were in, and your family and friends, and what caused you to lose your relationship with them? We'll give you time to explain that, and I'll be right back with you.
Yeah, so probably a turning point was really actually in 1999. I ended up finding myself in the midst of a separation, ultimately a divorce from the mother of my children. I have three children. And about that same time, I found out that I was diagnosed with hepatitis C. And the only thing that I knew about hepatitis C at that moment was that it was a death sentence. It was an incurable disease. And so I thought it was all over. And so I kind of gave up at that point. And I didn't see really any light at the end of the tunnel. I figured that it was over. Now, I went through therapy for about 11 months, basically chemotherapy. And by the grace of God, I was spared. And it cured me. And there was no signs of the hepatitis C in my system. But what happened was is I get complacent. And when I got complacent, I'd start making decisions instead of being inspired by God. I'd just make my own decisions. And consequently, I got involved in a tree business here in Sarasota in about 2003. That was one of the first things that I kind of burned down. I found myself, ultimately, I'd making good money and then got into cocaine. And was doing the crack cocaine, and that was just a disaster for myself. And that made me hate myself even more. And so that brought me back to the depths of the darkness because I had a habit of doing good things and getting my life together and being sober and then tearing it down. And it's like, why did I do this? And only until recently have I figured that part out of the not feeling worthy of these accomplishments that I had made. So I lost that business. That just went down sideways, and I closed it about a year or so, year and a half later. I was also involved in another business. I was basically an independent contractor prior to doing what I do today for another company, and I just found myself going back to the drinking and just wrecking that job. And as a result, kind of floundered for a while and just at that point kind of asked God, hey, I need a change. I need something different here. And let him inspire me, which ultimately led to where I am today. But today, starting back in about 2006,
you know, our listeners, we are talking today to a gentleman that God has blessed, and I truly pray that if there's anyone out there who's having issues with trying to overcome alcohol or a drug addiction or whatever that you're facing, that he's sharing with us how God, without the help of God, there was no way that he could have overcome any of these obstacles that stood in his way. Also, Mr. Smith, I read where you said you were near that hurt, and the listeners also heard when you said you were in a fatal car, could have been nearly a fatal car accident.
Yes.
And you also shared with me that you had a deadly disease, including the hepatitis C and alcohol and drug addiction. So you are healed now from the hepatitis and this other deadly disease that you were facing. God has blessed and healed you from that?
Yes. He obviously kept me around. I've actually hit two telephone poles in my career of drinking. And the first one just about took me out. It apparently did take me out, but I was, again, by the grace of God, saved. I died on the operating table. severely hurt myself after, as well as a couple other people in my car, after I ran through a telephone pole and then hit an oak tree after that. And that didn't stop me. I hit another telephone pole, but didn't break that one down, but severely hurt myself. The hepatitis C, very close to, I thought that it was over, but go ahead.
God, do you all hear this amazing, anointed story today, the listeners out there? You know, it gives me, it's joy, it gives me joy to know that we have somebody out there that's reaching out, crying out to you, letting you know that there's hope. There's hope. You can face your fears. You don't have to hide behind the mask, as Mr. Smith is doing, and I'm sure our co-host on today, we are so very happy to have someone to come out and cry out and stand in the gap for people that's in need of help. We're going to hear more about Mr. Smith's story. And I tell you, listeners, he has a story. And before we get into the good part of it, Mr. Smith, about where God, where you heard about a little bit about where you come from, where you came from, through your trials and your tribulations. And in a little while, we're going to get into where you're at today. And I know listeners, all of you all that's tuned in, are excited to want to hear about what God has done for this great man of God, and what he can also do for you if you trust him like Mr. Smith did. And I'm just overjoyed and excited to have him as my guest. But listen, for a few minutes, I do have to make an announcement real quick here, and it won't be long, Mr. Smith, if y'all allow me to come in with this announcement, because if I don't do it now, I'm actually going to forget to do it. We have lost a dear loved one in my family, Mama Veal. If y'all are familiar with the Veal Gospel Singers out of Centerville, Mississippi, around Liberty, Mississippi area, if y'all are familiar with the Veal Brothers Gospel Singers, they lost their mom, Mama Veal, on last week. And I do want to share with you some information in reference to the services. I promised them that I would do this. And at this time, I would like to acknowledge give you some information on the services. Mrs. Esther M. Veal will be funeralized on Saturday, November the 9th, 2019, at 11 a.m. there at Sweet Home Baptist Church. And that's at 4667 Brookwood Castle, look like it's Castle Road, there in Gloucester, Mississippi. The repast at the National Guard Army, the pain of letting, they said to their mother, the pain of letting go is not easy. Mama, we love you. Thank you for all you've done from the family, church, and community, for the family, churches, and communities there in their community. And she would sadly be missed. I truly listen. She would sadly be missed. I would love to hear her sing, when the gates swing open, then I'll walk in. Mama Bill, the gates have swung open for you. Walk on in. But I ask that we keep the family in prayer and do save a seat for me, Mama Bill. God bless you, listeners, and pray for the Bill family. At this time, we're going to tune back in to our special guest, Mr. Stephen Smith. Mr. Smith. This show goes so fast, especially having some good things to talk about. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I need, would you please, at this time, Mr. Smith, share with our listeners, after you've been through all of this and you made your poor decisions and then you made some good decisions, but from what you said to me, you finally made up in your mind to make good decisions, right? And after that, it brought you through the alcohol, the drug abuse, and all the other things that I read about you. Can you also find that you said that you was fresh out of jail, you've been homeless, living in the woods, and nothing all by yourself. You was left all alone living in the woods, right?
That's correct.
How was it like being out there, you know, in the woods by yourself? Because you brought yourself there, because from what you said to the listeners, you did have a home at one time with a good marriage, right? So dealing with drugs and alcohol and all the other issues and stuff, I was assuming that beginning not being able to think clearly, right?
Yes. It was a real experience. It was 2000. I went to jail in 2010, got out in the spring of 2011 for a drinking and driving accident that I referred to earlier. And when I got out of jail at that point, I didn't have anything left. I had myself. My family was very unhappy with me. They allowed me to have to learn a lesson, and I did learn a lesson. I was out homeless, and I had never even considered for 2 seconds in my life that I would end up homeless, not for a moment. And yet I was out in the woods. I was lucky enough to actually have a little campsite, and I started building things back up. And I was in the woods, and I recognized that I like camping, and I like being in nature, but I just didn't want to do that as a lifestyle. And so I said, I have a choice now. Do I fly below the wire, stay out here homeless, not have to account to anybody, and just do whatever I do and just go that way? Or do I step back into society? Because when you go homeless, it's a very eye-opening experience. You learn to live with nothing, pretty much. And I chose to step back into society, because I decided I want to be a functioning and contributing member to society. And, you know, I'd like to be able to have the car again and be able to drive and have a regular job and then start doing the things that, you know, so to say, normal people, the average people do.
God bless you. You're still listening to Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with co-host Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. I'm out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Again, listeners, our special guest on today is Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida, and he shared with us today his amazing story, how God brought him out, but he hasn't gotten to yet how he come out of, but he shared with us some things that I know my mouth is wide open from listening to it, but listeners, you know, we know where we've been. We know where we are today. We definitely do not know where we're going. And some of us, we know where we've been, and we thank God where we are today. And I want to say to all the listeners out there, I'm so happy to have you tuned in on today. And Mr. Smith, you do have a lot of callers that can call in before we, and in a little while, we're going to be opening up the lines to hear they have anything to say to you or myself or any questions or comments that they may want to ask. And remember that when you do that, listeners, if you get the number one on your phone, at that time I will tune you into the studio and you can have an opportunity to speak with our special guest or myself or our co-host on today. So let's get to the good part, Mr. Smith. After you went through all your trials and your tribulations, as I read your story, you said, after being in a homeless, living in the woods, today you have earned back most of what you lost. Give God the glory for that. I'm going to say hallelujah. You have
amen.
You have lost. You're a real survivor today. You're a God-fearing, honest, caring, and compassionate person who strives to help others and give back freely. By paying it forward with no expectations of reimbursement. We thank God for you on today, and thank God that you can remember where you was and where you left today. You want to give back to society, because I'm more than sure that you wasn't really all alone all the time. Somebody helped you along the way, and I'm so grateful to have you on Faith in Your Fears, sharing this amazing, informative a story with my listeners on today. And also I see where you said that you have strived daily to become a better person and have made a transitional change, which results in a love for life and becoming a role model for others and access to community. You also now, 2 years ago, you started broadcasting my videos on Facebook. You titled them The Life with Natural Sunrise Edition and start the episode by stating that he was bringing a connection to national, to nature, and that this was an opportunity to listen to the birds singing and watch the sunrise while welcoming in a new day with positive and gratitude. All right, I'm going to pause right there because we have so much more to share with you. We're going to show you. Tell us a little bit about how you got started with this. And what do I do until I get up early in the morning because I have visited your Facebook page and I see it's almost as dark out there as the sun, as the daylight begins to break and whatever sounds you're hearing, the birds, the hummingbirds, or whatever. Share it out with this is what it's like. To be out here and experience nature when everybody else is asleep.
Well, I really do love nature. And I a couple of years ago started doing the live broadcast. It was interesting when I had first pretty much got started about a year ago in July, actually, I was asked to be a co-author in a book. And that was a real big turning point for me to be able to face my fears and to address them and actually share them publicly, which, you know, the stuff in the past and the way I was taught, it was like, no, do not share that stuff. Don't share the things that I've just talked about here on this live radio broadcast, because that's going to bring shame. Now, I'm not afraid of that anymore. I'm not afraid of my past. And what I found is that I was doing these videos, and so I've said many times, these videos are as much for me as they are for anybody else that might watch them. And it really is a connection to nature, a connection to source. That source, for me, is God. And connecting to the oneness of the entire universe and enjoying life. So I have a routine. I get up very early. I get up at about, you know, sometime normally 3, sometimes normally by 4, I'm up. And the first thing that I do is I wake up and I thank God. Before my feet hit the ground, I'm thanking God for a brand new day. I'm asking him to be in me and help me achieve my dreams and goals, to help me be able to be inspirational and positive about my day and to help others. And so what I found is through my pain and the difficult decisions or the poor choices that I had made, that really was my platform for my purpose, and that God wanted me to share my experiences, my strength, and my hope with others, because I feel and I say now that I am the light in the darkness. And I think that we're all the light in the darkness, that we all have seeds of greatness within us, that we need to just nurture those seeds, water them, and manicure them, and prune away the negative and, you know, the bad stuff, and replace that with positive. And so I do the broadcasts, I do affirmations, and I'm very proud to say that just today, actually launched the website for, it's called Ventures in Success. And what I've come to know is that my purpose is to serve other people and to give them hope. And so that's what this whole thing, it's morphing and growing into a business, and this business is going to be a nonprofit business that will be helping other people with whatever over and above expenses. We're going to help other people and give that money to worthy organizations and people that are in need. And I just feel good about that. It's my turn now to, as I say, pay it forward and pay it back and be that role model. Yeah.
God, listeners, you're still listening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. At this time, I want to yield and let our co-host come in, and maybe she wants to share something or ask a question to our guest on today. Share some inspirational thoughts about today's episode, because truly it's a blessing to have Mr. Smith on as our special guest today. At this time, we'll hear from our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening, good evening. Yes, it is, Evangelist Norma. It is truly great to have Stephen Smith connected with us the day and to be able to have gone through everything that he's gone through. We know from him sharing that it was the Lord that not only saw him through it, but brought him out of it. And we are so glad to hear him acknowledge that, to know that in spite of everything he went through in his journey, he was able not only to be restored, as the Lord does when we go through, he was able to reach back and still know that there was greatness in him. In spite of all of the dark places that we go through in our lives, there's still light, and the light is in Christ Jesus. There's never a point, a place, or a time in our life when things can get so bad that we can't come to the Lord and get it fixed. No matter how low we go, we'll never go so low that God can't reach us. We'll never get so deep into anything that God can't bring us out of. No matter how low we go, he won't only reach down and pick us up, but he will clean us up. He will turn us all around. He won't stop there. He turns and places our feet on a solid ground. Then he established our going. He allows all that we went through, according to Romans 8:28, to work out for our good, because it never comes to destroy us. It doesn't come to tear us down, but it comes to make us wiser, make us stronger, and make us better. And in the end, as we endure and we stand and continue to trust the Lord, he had a choice. Stephen made choices. He made bad choices, and in the midst of his bad choices, he made good choices. Then he would go back and make other choices. But I hear him say, every time I went down, when I decided to make a choice to get up, God was right there, because I was willing and God is able. So we just are so thankful tonight to encourage everyone on this line. No matter what you go through, no matter where you are, you don't have to stay there. No matter what you're going through, God will bring you out. It's a choice. We have the ability to make choices. Make a choice to come out of that place. God wants you out. He wants you to live in the abundance of life. He wants you to live in the overflow. He wants you to have the best. That's what he laid his life down for. God bless you, Stephen, and everyone on this line. I do want to ask you one question. What happened, Stephen, in your life that caused you to seek this change for real? Hear what I hear you say you went in and came out. You went in and came out. But there's a time in our life when we go to a place when that thing get real. It's the real this time. What happened in your life that caused you to? It's for real. I ain't playing this time.
The for real for me was when I wrote the chapter, Transitional Change. And I got very honest. I had to get very honest with myself. And I just recognized, and God has just been speaking to me for a very long time. He's been waiting patiently and let me experience a lot of stuff. And so it's a couple of years ago that I really recognized that I needed to put God first in my life. And if I put God first in my life, everything else will fall into place. And so a lot of times I say, you know, I don't really have a, I have a plan, but I don't have a plan. I just let God let things happen, and they are coming together because I affirm them through affirmations, and I just do everything to these days now to glorify God no matter what it is.
That's it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And now you know that the change that the Lord has made in your life, you're going daily, each and every day, looking more and more for him and less of us. Each and every day, more of him and less of us. And that's what makes the difference in our lives. The word of God said in 1 Chronicles 16:34, say, give thanks to the Lord, for he's good. His love endures forever. Stephen, when you was down, many people probably walked past and said all kind of negative things. But guess what? God still loved you, no matter how low you were. Many counted you out, but God counted you in. Many said you wouldn't make it, but God said, yes, you would. And no matter, you always kept coming back to what you knew was sure. And I say to those on the line tonight, no matter how low you go, Jesus Christ is sure. His arms is always open, and his heart is always, always ready to receive you and to transform your life for your good and for his glory. Evangelist.
When you're still listening to Faith in Your Fears Radio talk show, but yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, the Cobles, our very own Pastor Doris Smith, our on my ass. Lord, there's a special guest today, Ms. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. Our topic today is we're discussing today life with natural missions and visions that the man has been walking down memory lane as he has been sharing with our listeners on today, the bad choices he's made as well as the good choices that he made. And we're talking about natural today, nature today, courage today, visions today, life, mistakes, overcoming, and faith. Mr. Smith, as we continue to be on faith and your fear long today, because it's getting late in the show, and you do want to invite our listeners to call in. If you have any questions or comments, I want to share anything in reference to our topic on today. And listening to daring interference out there in the radio stations, I just truly want to apologize to all of my listeners out there on today. And I pray that you continue to pray with me and Pastor Smith as we go forward with Faith in Your Fears radio talk show, that God will continue to give us the inspiration and give us the wisdom. And Father God, send us more guests, special guests like our guests on today's show, Mr. Smith, that will share their experiences, hoping that we can reach out and touch someone's life. This is what it's all about, listeners, helping someone to overcome their fear that God has helped us overcome our fears. And when our past was behind us and we all looking forward for a brighter day, which God has put bright days in our lives, and we want to help someone else to be able to loose the shackles, the chains and the shackles that's bounding them down in an environment that God do not want them to live in. God wants to be happy with us. God wants us blessed. God wants to prosper us. God wants us to live in an environment where we can please and acceptable in His sight. The only way we can do that, listeners, is to share our life and give our lives to God and accept God as our person. Savior and acknowledge that He is good. He's good all the time. All right, Mrs. Smith, getting back to our special guest today, his wife by sharing his story and claims that his purpose has come from his adverses and painful experience from his past. His one word of purpose is empowerment. He is an international. He's internationally recognized. He's an internationally recognized best-selling author, a broadcaster, a nature advocate. He has award-winning motivational and transformational change empowerment speaker, and states that he is a bright light in dark places. We want to give God the glory for him all today. He also wants to inspire people to count their blessings and to pay it forward. He realizes that he needed to element incorrect and limiting beliefs and replace them with new positive thinking, which enabled him to be a productive and a reliable aspect to his children, his family, his friends, and his community at large. He lives every day like it's his last day on earth, knowing that he cannot change the past and needs to live in a conscious awareness of the present moment. What a story. What a story, ladies and gentlemen. Our listeners out there, what a story. What a story. And I would like to thank him. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bless Mr. Smith. We have a few more minutes left in the show at this time. We're going to let him continue sharing his thoughts for today as our special guest on Faith in Your Fears. I yield now and give the mic back to our special guest, Mr. Stephen Smith.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Norma. And also Pastor Smith, I really appreciate this opportunity just to share my story. I know that, you know, I am the person that was designed to share my story. I think that we all are. It is about facing our fears. It's about overcoming these obstacles that we've experienced in our life and breaking through those barriers that used to hold us back. I give all my credit 100% for, by the grace of God, that I am here to be able to share it. He kept me around for a reason. I was always involved in religion and altar boy and all that stuff as a kid, but I'm a spiritual person now, having this a human experience, and knowing full well that if I do things that glorify God, that I read and study His Word, that I reach out and help other people without any expectation of getting something in return, I just manifest happiness. My life is so much happier, and I'm kind of at a little bit of a loss for words, but I'm just grateful. I am very, very grateful to God that He kept me here and that I'm able to share this message on your show. I really appreciate that very much. Thank you.
I thank God for you on today. It's a blessing having you on station this year. Mr. Smith, at this time, would you like to share with our listeners just what exactly, how could they call in and tune in on Facebook to experience
sure.
some of the nature visions and the nature missions that you're doing there in Florida? How could they connect on Facebook? Because I've been there with you in the mornings when
yes.
you actually, when you show. Can you give the information to our listeners so they can tune in and they can get an idea, a more better idea of what you're doing there in Tampa, Florida?
You bet. The main theme is the connection to nature and the connection to source. I do Facebook live broadcasts every morning. I try and gear that around the sunrise, starting when it's a little bit dark. Right now it's right at about 7 a.m. It'll back up an hour here as soon as the time changes. That's Eastern time. So about 7 a.m. Eastern time, I come on. I have a topic, but I've actually morphed that now. I do talk about things, but I now have, like, today was Happiness Thursday. Tomorrow is Love Friday. Mondays are Affirmation Mondays. And Tuesdays are Empowerment Tuesdays. And then on Wednesdays, we discuss mental health issues. It's Mental Health Wednesday. And so I kind of have set a format for that. You can join me at 7 o'clock. I am Stephen Smith, SRQ, Stephen Smith, SRQ. And you can find me on Facebook, as well as you can find me on YouTube. The company that I'm starting is LWN Live with Nature. I started another company that's a parent, and that is Ventures for Success. And I just launched my .com, as a matter of fact, today. And that's venturesforsuccess.com. And then I also have an arcola.blog, which is a resource center of life's adventures. And so I'm just trying to put great information together. I've done a lot of videos. I've got hundreds of videos up on YouTube. Good information, resources for people to be able to reach out. And then ultimately we'll be having reporters all over the globe reporting back interesting people, places, and things. And ultimately my goal is to achieve being on TV and having a regular TV broadcast. And so I'm very blessed by that. You can reach out to me those ways.
Thank you very much. Thank you so very much. Okay, listeners, you're still listening to Facing Your Fears, Radio Talk Show by Evangelist Norma Chapman. And today's special guest is that of Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. And at this time, I was looking for a caller that called in, and evidently they hung up the phone. I need them to call back at this time, so I can bring them into the studio at this time. But until they call back, listeners, we're going to continue on our show on today. We're going to let our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Tampa, Florida, give a brief information on how she can be contacted. If you need the prayers, if you need to be inspired, if you need just someone to talk to share your life troubles or whatever, if you just need someone to just give God the glory, she has a number that you can contact her. You can contact her at for that information, she's going to go ahead, Pastor Smith.
Good evening. I am Pastor Doris Smith. You can reach me.
Pastor Smith, I'm so sorry. Before you share the other call, we have a caller on today. They want to call in. I think they want to give some information on some things that's happening next week here in the city of New Orleans. Let me allow them an opportunity, and we're going to give them about 3 minutes to speak on that. And then shortly after, then we'll bring you back and give your information. And I think it'll be almost closing time at that time. Give me a minute to bring them in. Hello, listen, you're on the air. Phone number 504-904-9509. You're on the air.
Thank you, Evander Chapman. This is Pastor Granberry, representing the Universal Missionary Baptist Association. We're excited for this opportunity in this time to discuss some upcoming things that we have on next week, our annual session for the Universal Missionary Baptist Association, moderated by our moderator, the Reverend Dr. Nathaniel Dow III. Again, thank Evangelist Norma Chapman for this opportunity. She serves over our Women's Auxiliary. Beginning next week, November the 7th through the 10th, Thursday, November the 7th through Sunday, November the 10th, we again have our annual session for the Universal Missionary Baptist Association convening at the Stone Easel Baptist Church, 3959 South Front. The Reverend Dr. Percy Smith serves as our host pastor. Meet us on next Thursday for our fraternal hour, 11 o'clock a.m., 7 p.m. We will begin convening with our minister wives and widows. On that Friday afternoon, Evangelist Norma Chapman, who serves over our women's auxiliary, she will have a moment of fellowship with the women and also give her annual message. We know that's going to be a high time in the Lord. For 7 o'clock p.m., 7:30 p.m., excuse me, that evening, we will have our evangelical board will go forth Saturday at 12 noon. Our young people are going forth. We have an awesome, anointed, and talented group of young people. And then Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, our women in ministry will be going forth. We will end on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m. will be our Sunday school hour. 4 o'clock p.m., our president, our moderator, will give his annual address. Again, meet us on next week. We're looking for our friends to come out. We're looking for the saved and the unsaved. Come out, churches, pastors. Let's fill our cars, our church buses. Let's be there for an awesome time in the Lord. Again, that's November the 7th through the 10th next week. Stone Easel Baptist Church, the Universal Missionary Baptist Association, moderated by our president, Reverend Dr. Nathaniel Dow III. Thank you, Evangelist Chapman, for this opportunity. We can be reached at 504-510-9509 for more information, or 504-609-0358. Thank you again, Evangelist Chapman, for this moment and opportunity. Amen.
God bless you, Reverend Granberry, and thank God for having you on today's show. Listeners, make sure that you save the date for our upcoming Universal Baptist Association, our already set up Dr. Nathaniel Dow. And as you heard, the General Secretary served as the General Secretary, Reverend Granberry announcements. Mm-hmm. Just to keep those announcements in our minds and save the date. Looking forward to seeing you on next week where God will be in control, and we expect to have God to show up, and certainly whenever he shows up, he will do what he always do. That anoint our lives to have a blessed service in the Lord. Thank you for calling in, Pastor Granberry, and I pray your strength in the Lord as God leads you to go forth with what he has called you to do in your local church, as well as working under the leadership of our moderator, Dr. Dow. All right, listeners, you are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears with yours truly, the host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Yes, we're so excited to have today our special guest, Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida, and our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Tampa, out of Miami, Florida. Today's topic we're discussing on today is the natural, talking about life with natural and missions and visions that God had given Mr. Smith after he come through such a trauma in his life and so many The devil had him caught up in all types of things in his life that caused him to almost lose his life. They caused him to almost just was gone out of his mind, living in the woods. And just make me think about the man in Matthew when he was living out there in the woods, and that's because the devil had gotten caught up. But then he came and he saw Jesus, and he asked Jesus, he said, "The Lord, you know, did not to kill him." And so he had all of these demons in him, and God asked him what his name was. He said his name was Legion. And he had many legions in him, which was demons. And God began to pray for him and cast those demons out of him and put him into the swamp. And we thank God on today that Mr. Smith came back to his right mind and that he was able to get those demons out of his life. And God bless him to come on this side of life where he can be able to share what God can do. You see, we can be naked and outdoors. We can be hungry. We can have all types of issues in our life. But Mr. Smith is a living witness today that God can, we can overcome any obstacles that's in our way. We thank God for him on today. And we also thank God for our co-host on today. We thank God for all our listeners out there on today. We do have many callers that have called in and listened on the show today. We pray that whatever we said or did on today was inspiring to you, that you can take what you heard and go out and help your churches, your local communities, and be able to share that information. We do have a short time left in the show. We're going to take this time now to tune back in to our special guest, Mr. Smith. Mr. Stephen Smith, I do thank you for being a special guest on Facing Your Fears. On today, we have to have you back because you have so much to share with us, with our listeners, and I know we couldn't do it all in an hour, but listeners, we will be coming back real soon if God blesses us to still be here, and if it's in his holy will. We'll be having back in the year 2020. So he can come and share some more. I'm more than sure God's going to bless him some more as the year 2019 leaves us and we begin to look into a new year. I'm more than sure Mr. Smith is going to have other blessings that God is going to bless him with. And I pray that you all, if you need any, have left a number for you to call. If you need any help in any way, did you leave a phone number for Mr. Smith?
I don't really have a phone number that's public at this point in time. If you would like to reach out to me, the best way is a direct message on Facebook. I am Stephen Smith, Stephen Smith. You can certainly send me an email if you would like as well. Stephen Smith, SRQ, by the way. SRQ stands for Sarasota area. I have an email, so send me an email if you would like as well, and that is Stephen Smith, SRQ, STEPHENSMITH, SRQ, and that's at yahoo.com. And I will soon be having an email for our website as well. You can reach out to us on the website. That's successforventures.com.
Thank you so very much. This time we're going to ask our co-host to share information on how you can contact her as well.
I did say that wrong. I apologize. I said Successful Ventures. It is Successful Ventures I've had, but it's Ventures for Success. I apologize that. Ventures for Success.com.
Thank you. Pastor Smith, very quickly, we have a very short time. Give us another out of contact.
Yes, you can reach me at via Facebook, Doris Smith, or you can reach me via email, Trinity, TRINITY, 03 Smith, at yahoo.com.
Thank you. Well, listeners, it's time for the show to come to an end on today. Before we close, we truly want to thank our special guest, Mr. Stephen Smith, out of Tampa, Florida. Also, our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in on today's Facing Your Fears, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Remember, listeners, tune in every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 as we bring to you every week a new topic and a new special guest. And you can reach me at Carl Nap, Coast 504 333-9550. You can also reach me by emailing me at norma_chapman@yahoo.com, or you can just simply follow me on Facebook, Facing Your Fears page, as well as Faith Can Do page. Oh, that's my book that I wrote, What Faith Can Do. Also, you can just reach me by just befriending me on Facebook under Evangelist Norma Chapman. I want to thank all of my callers for calling on today. I want to thank my special guest, Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. Also, my co-host Doris Smith. And I pray that the Lord will still be blessed to keep all of you. Be safe out there, listeners, as Halloween that go forward. And yes, pray that our children will be safe on tonight. Until next week, thank you, and do have a blessed and pleasant night.